Title: Kamo and Crook to Ableton Live 12 Roller Groove Blueprint with Automation First Workflow. Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a classic Kamo and Crook style roller in Ableton Live 12 using an Automation First workflow. You'll design musical motion by drawing automation for sends, device parameters, and macros, then resample and edit the result into a tight two-bar drum and bass roller at 174 BPM. We'll only use Ableton stock devices. What you'll end up with? A two-bar, stereo, punchy, and evolving roller that sits in a 174 BPM DNB mix. Automation-driven repeats, delay and reverb send automation, filter sweeps, feedback modulation, and width changes. A resampled audio roller clip you can slice, stretch, and layer. A compact effect rack with mapped macros for quick recall and further automation. Let's get started. Preparation: set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Choose a short source, a synth stab, vocal or bass stab. Put it on a track named Roller Source. Use a MIDI synth like Analog, Wavetable, or Operator, or drop an audio sample onto an audio track. Create two return tracks, return A for ping pong delay and return B for reverb. Optionally, add return C with grain delay for texture. Create the return stock devices return A, ping pong delay, drop ping pong delay on return A. Set sync to 1/16. Try 1/16T or 1/32 for different feels. Triplet can be great for rolling motion. Feedback around 30-45% to start. Dry slash wet 60-80%. We'll keep send levels off and automate them. High cut tilde 8K HC and low cut tilde 250 HC to keep low end out of repeats. Leave stereo behavior as is for wide movement. Return B, reverb. Drop reverb on return B. Decay 1.2-2.8 seconds depending on tail length you want. Dry slash wet 40-60%. Low cut around 400 HC and high cut to taste. Use moderate diffusion and some modulation for movement. Optional return C. Grain delay. Grain size 20-40 ms. Spray small. Dry slash wet 30-50% for occasional textured stutters. Routing and initial levels on roller source at send A and send B to inf. Muted. We'll paint their motion. Put in EQ8 after the synth and high pass at tilde 120-200 HC to protect the low end. Add a utility for gain control and mono bass if needed. Automation first workflow. Paint the motion switch to arrangement view for precise automation. Show automation lanes for send A and send B on the roller source track. Also expose device parameter lanes you'll automate. Ping pong delay feedback and time on return A. Reverb decay or dry slash wet return B. EQ8 cutoff. Utility width and the source track volume for manual gating. Draw a basic two-bar pattern. Paint send A automation to create repeated bursts. For example, create fast opens to minus 6 dB and closes at inf to make groups of 1/16 repeats. For a rolling feel, open send A quickly on B2 of the bar, then close mid-bar to form a wave of repeats. Automate ping-pong delay feedback to rise during the open portion, for instance 30% up to 55%, so repeats build. Consider automating ping-pong delay sync between 1/16 and 1/32 for variation, but be careful. Switching sync changes timing. If you must switch, do it on weak points or plan to resample and fix timing. Reverb automation and tails automate send B so reverb swells after delay bursts. A typical move, after the main send burst, ramp send B from inf to around minus 4 dB and hold for half a bar to create a tail. Automate reverb decay or size slightly up during big moments, for example 1.5s to 2.5s, to add lushness. Tone shaping and rhythmic gating: add autopan on the roller source after EQ8. Shape square for gating or triangle for smoother movement. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Phase 0 degrees for mono gate or 90 degrees for stereo offset. Automate the amount knob so gating only kicks in where you want it. Zero in sections where you don't want gating. Then ramp up to 70-80% in the roller section. Use auto filter on either the return A or the source depending if you want the filter before or after the delays. Automate cutoff to sweep the repeats. A good starting point is to low pass at 3K HC and open to 10K HC across the bar so high harmonics come through as the repeats evolve. Sidechain and glue insert a compressor on return A or on the eventual resampled roller and enable sidechain from your kick or bass track. Use a 2:1:4:1 ratio, short attack and a release sync to 1/16 or 1/8 so the repeats duck around the kick and stay groovy. Resampling and comping. The roller create an audio track named Resample Roller. Set its input to resampling to capture the master output, or route the source and returns to an isolated bus and set input to that bus. If you only want the roller elements, arm and record 2/4 bars while your automation plays. This prints exactly what you hear, including sidechain and crossfades. Trim the start and end. Normalize if you like. Then use simpler or sliced a new MIDI track to slice for further sequencing. Final polish and effect rack. Load the resampled audio into an audio effect rack for performance control. Map useful macros. For example, macro 1, delay feedback or ascend trim. Macro 2, delay time or a crossfade between two delay chains to simulate sync changes. Macro 3, reverb decay. Macro 4, filter cutoff. Save the rack as C&K roller blueprint so you can reuse it. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate everything willy-nilly. Too many simultaneous changes create chaos. Map key controls to macros. Don't feed low frequencies into delays and reverb. HP filter the source and returns. Don't abruptly switch delay sync on one device without masking it. It causes audible jumps. Crossfade between separate delay chains instead. Avoid relying only on device LFOs when you want precise, phase-locked motion. For this workflow, hand-drawn automation is the primary tool. Don't forget to sidechain. An unduct roller will mask kick and bass in D&B. Pro tips: use draw mode in arrangement view and hold shift for finer control. For human feel, nudge resampled repeats by 1030 ms off-grid. Create two ping-pong delays with slightly different times and crossfade between them for a richer stereo field instead of switching sync on one device. For small micro-variation, map a low-depth LFO to delay feedback while keeping your main automation hand-drawn. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze and flatten tracks after you're happy with a print, but keep backups of your originals. Resample multiple loop lengths, 1, 2, and 4 bars, to give arrangement options. Keep an emergency low cut on the master and automate it if a roller moment becomes too bass-heavy. Mini practice exercise: build a 2-bar roller 1. Load a short stab or make a one-note MIDI stab and wave-feedable. Make a clip repeating every 2 bars. 2. Make returner with ping-pong delay at 1/16t and return B with reverb at about 1.8 seconds. 3. Mute both sends. Then an arrangement. Automate send A on each bar open to -6 dB for the first quarter, ramp down over the next half, then close to inf. On bar 2, increase the feedback on returner by about 15% via automation. Automate send B. Add a small swell to -8 dB right after send A closes to create reverb tails. 4. Put auto pan on the source set to square and automate amount from 0 to 70% on bar 1 to gate the stab rhythmically. 5. Resample the 2 bars, trim and drop the result into simpler, then play it with a basic D&B drum loop at 174 BPM and save the rack. Recap: you've learned an automation first method to create combo and crooked style rollers. Draw send level automation for rhythmic repeats, automate delay feedback, add filter sweeps and reverb tails, then resample and compact the result into a reusable effect rack. Key reminders: HP filter source and returns, sidechain to keep space for kick and bass, and save presets and printed clips with tempo and notes. Quick checklist before you save: HP filters set on source and returns. Small fades on resampled clip edges to avoid clicks. Check mono compatibility and phase. Map 4/6 macros for arrangement control and save the rack with a clear name and version. Export your resampled audio with tempo in the file name and a short note about the Kia automation moves. Final mindset: treat the roller like a performant phrase. Commit the musical motion to audio and make the automation choices deliberate. Save multiple resampled variations, soft to aggressive, and build the small library you can pull from when arranging. That's it. Go build your roller, resample it, and make it your own.